All right. So, let's continue. Last time, we were talking about how the years of destruction, right? How long the world is going to last? The whole cheshbon, what each period of time is going to be? We discussed the various cheshbonos for how long, how many years it's going to be until Mashiach comes. And then big focus. We talked about whether Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva in order for Mashiach to come, either tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'ira. Then we talked about the different signs of the Geula. We'd had a number of Ein Ben David buzz until something happens. All these wild things are happening. With different kinds of tshuva. Okay, and then most recently we had the story with Rabbi Shuvan Levi, who asks Eliyahu and Navi, when's Mashiach going to come? Excuse me. And Eliyahu says, why don't you go ask Mashiach himself? And he says, I'm coming today. And he explained, Eliyahu explained that what that meant is that Hayom in Bekolo Sishma. Okay. Let's start from, five lines up from the bottom, and Tzadi Chesem and Aleph. The last word in line is Shalom. Okay. Shalom Tamidav Esrev Yossi Bet Kisma. Imus Ibn David Ba, when's Mashiach going to come? So Amar Misyari Ani, Shemitavak Shemim Ani Yos. Well, I'm nervous that you're going to ask me to give you a sign. So Amar Lo, so they said to him, well, Einan Mavak Shemim Ani Yos. Don't worry, we're not going to ask you for a sign. So Amar Lohu, so he said to them, L'chashiipol HaShar Ezeh. When this Shar, Rashi explains that they were living in Rome, so he says, when that Shar over there, that gate falls down, the Yibana V'Yipol, the Imus Bidin Levnos Ach Ben David Ba. They're not going to rebuild it until Mashiach comes. Amru lo, so they said to Rabbeinu, tell them what else. Okay, so give us a sign. So Ralehem, so he said to them, Vlokach amartimli, Shein atem avashem menios, didn't we have an agreement? You guys weren't going to ask me for a sign. So Amru lo, so they said to him, Vavavakin, okay, so nu. So Amru lehem, so he said to them, Imkach yehapchu mei ma'aras pamayas ladam. If the mei ma'aras pamayas, the waters of ma'aras pamayas, turn to blood, v'napchu ladam. So when they turned it down, then so what's made pamayis? What's made pamayis? Rashi explains that is the waters from which the yarding emerges. Okay. B'shas petiraso, the time of his death, Amr lehen, he told them hemikuli aroni, stick my aron way deep down. Sha'ain, why? Why do I want it so deep down? Sha'ain kol dako b'dako shu bubble, because there's not a single palm tree in bubble. Sha'ain sus shal tarsin nechbo. That there isn't going to be a horse of the Persians that are going to be tied to it. In other words, they're going to be tied to every single tree. The ein l'chav kol aron v'aron shebaretz Yisrael she'in sus madai ochel bo tevet. And there's not going to be a single coffin from the Jewish from Eretz Yisrael that the sus, the horses of the Midians, are going to be eating hay. Okay. So apparently that's the way that it works.
Tied to it?
Oh, no, the deco part is just the first part of the statement. The main part is from the Aaron part. In other words, because he doesn't want the Persians having the horses feeding out of his coffin. Yeah. Right. Okay. Amarav. Ein ben David ba, ach tispashet malchus harsha al Yisrael, tisha chadashim. Now, it's either al Yisrael or it's on the world. Rashi seems to have had a malchus harsha al Yisrael. So, ein ben David ba, ach tispashet malchus harsha Israel, Tisha Hadashim, until there's going to be this terrible malchus over the Jewish people for 9 months, which is really over the whole world, Rashi explains, because the Jews are scattered all over the world. Shenamer, the Pasuk in Micha says, L'chein yitnem ad eis yolada yoleda. Yoleda yolada. So yoleda referring to a person giving birth, right? A woman giving birth. V'yeser, echav yishuvun al b'nei Israel. Okay. Amr Ula, Yesi v'lo echmine. Mashiach should come, but I don't want to see. The chain Amar Rabba or Amar some have others. So of the chain Amar Rabba, Yesi v'lo echmini. Should come, but I don't want to see. But Yosef Amar Yesi the Izki the Esiv betula de kufisa de chame. He should come, and Izki I should be zocha the Esiv that I should be able to sit betula in the shade de kufisa de chame of the excrement of his donkey. So Yosef really wanted to be there for Mashiach. Amar Abaye le Rabba or somebody else, either Rava, my timer. Why? Ilema mishum chavlo shamashiach. Why wouldn't these people want to be around at the time for Mashiach? If you want to tell me it's because of chavlo shamashiach, so then But Tanya, Shalom Tamil Vesh Rabbi Lazar, didn't we learn that? They asked the Tamil Vesh Rabbi Lazar, Ma Yasa Adam Yinatsu Mechavlo Shem Mashiach, what can you do to be saved from the Chavlo Shem Mashiach? Yasa Betorah, the Ugi Bekmilos Chasadim. So Mar HaTorah, the Hagmilos Chasadim. And Rabbi has taught Ram Hagmilos Chasadim. So Rabbi Lazar said back to him, Shem Yibra Machay. No, because maybe it'll be a chait. Get Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi. The Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi, Rami, Kesiv, Hine Anochi Imach, Ushmarticha, Bechol Asher Tilech, right? The Pesuk by Yaakov Avinu. Uksiv, but then nevertheless, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov that I'm going to protect you and be with you, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Lo, that he was very scared. Why? Shayim Misyari, Shami Yivram Achet. Kedatanya, as we learned, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem. What does it mean, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem? Zu Biya Rishona. Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, this nation you acquired. Zubia Shmiya. Amar Meata, what do you see from here? Ru'uyim hayu Yisrael, lasos lanes, babia shnia kibia rishona. Benezo were suitable, suited to have had a similar nes to bia rishona. In other words, bia rishona referring to when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, and bia shnia referring to the second time that they came to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, first time being by Yoshua's time, second time being by Ezra's time. So they were right to have nisim like by bia rishona by the times that they came back by Ezra. Elosh, Kamachet, but because of Chet, so they didn't have the same nisim. The Chinam of Yochanan Yesi v'loichmin. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan said that Mashiach should come, but I shouldn't see him. Amalei Rish Lakish, my time up. Why? What's the problem? Ilim Rishonim Tichsev. Maybe you come because of the pasuk in Amos. It says Kasher Yonos Ish Mepnei Ha'ari. When a man will flee from before a lion, Ufago Hadov, and then bump into a bear, Uba Habayis, the Samach Yado El Hakir, and they'll come to the house and then lean his hand on the wall. It's really Alakir, not Alakir. Unashacho Hanachash. And then the snake will bite him. So the Marsha explains that each one of these things is really referring to different of the Dalad Golios. In other words, the Ari, the Dove, the Kir, referring to the Yavanim, and then the Nashach Hanachash. Fine. So Ba Varecha, Dugmas Ba'olam Hazeh. So let me comment. So if you want to tell me that the issue is because of this pasuk, it doesn't sound like a very pleasant pasuk. So then that you're never going to be able to escape harm. So but this happens all the time in this world. When a person goes out to the field, upaga bo santer, and bumps into, and santer bumps into him. The santer Rashi explains is this person who used to draw up all the borders. So doma kibmi shapaga bo reads like when a person bumps into a lion. Why? Or when the lion bumps into him. Why? Because he can, this guy who controls all the borders, he can literally cut your backyard in half. Nichnas l'ir pagabo gabai. When he comes to the city, so then he bumps into the tax collector. Doma kimisha pagao adob. It's like bumping into the bear. Nichnas l'beso. Umatzabanav. 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 Then he comes home and he sees this kid starving from hunger. Doma kimisha nishalko nachash. It's like when a person who's bitten by a snake. So you can't tell me this because of that pasuk, because that seems to be a thing that happens now also. So Allah, Mishum Dev, is because of the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Shalu na ru'u im yoled zachar. Madua re'isi kogari yadav al chalatzav ki yoleda. Why is it that I see that every man, yadav al chalatzav, his hands are on his loins ki yoleda, like a woman giving birth. V'nepchu kopanim yliyarkon, and everyone's faces are turning color. My re'isi kogari, what's this? Reisi kol gever. I'm Rav Bar Yitzchak. I'm a Rav. Me shekol gvura shelo. The person or the one who all the might is his. Rashi understands that that's referring to the banish shalom, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in pain, like a woman is kiviyachol in pain, like a woman giving birth. And the Yerama explains that this is referring to that even the people, even the strongest of the strong, are going to be in pain. My net ben hepchu kol panim yilirakon. What does it mean that everyone's faces are turning colors? That he's going to say that how can I passively destroy the Goyim because of the Jews? Amar Papa, I knew the army in she, Rahit v'nafal tura, v'azil, v'shadu le'susya b'orya. So right, meaning when Rahit v'nafal tura, when a Tur is an axe, right? So Rahit, when he's running, v'nafal tura, and the axe falls. In other words, when the axe runs and falls, the azil, and then he goes away. In other words, because he's sick. v'shadi lei susya ba'urya, and then you throw the horse by his urya, by his trough. In other words, that once the shore becomes sick, you really like the shore, and you let the shore by this trough, but once the shore gets injured and sick, so now he's not by his trough anymore. So instead, you replace the shore with the horse, and you let the horse by the trough. So now, once the shore gets all better, it's much harder to pull the sus away from that trough. So similarly, the same thing with the Jews, that the Jews, that the Klal Yisrael were sick, kilu like the shore, and that the Goyim took the place, took the Klal Yisrael's place by the trough. Now, once they're there, it's harder to pull them away. Okay. Amar Gidal Amarav. Asidin Yisrael da'achli shenei Mashiach. In the future, the Jews are going to eat times of the years of Mashiach. In other words, they're going to be satiated. Yosef, Shita. Of course, Velaman Achlu. Who do you think is going to be eating in the times of Mashiach? Chilik or Bilik Achlu? Is it going to be Chilik and Bilik who are going to be eating? Now, so what does that mean? So right, so one shot is that's like saying Beryl and Shmerel, or like Tantek and Harry. So like who's that? Do you think it is? Actually, there's a shot that it's referring to Chilik and Bilik were two Dayan in Sodom, and these were two people who definitely were not getting Olam Haba. And so when he says, who do you think is going to be eating by Olam Haba? Chilik Bili, you think they're getting it? Obviously they're not getting it. It's the Jewish people who are getting it. Then Yonah has a pshat that Chilik is like referring to, Chilik is like a lashon of being split. So it's a remez to Edom, that are doma to a chazir, because they're split, right? The split hose of a chazir. And then Bilik is referring to, that's like a lashon of something that's open, meaning to the only animal whose sign is open. In other words, to the malas gera, the camel. Referring to Edom. Okay, but who do you think is going to be getting it? Edom and Yishmael? Can't be. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you what he meant. So Rav came along and he said, the Jews are going to eat in the years of Mashiach. And Yosef says, well, who do you think it's going to be? So the Fuki came in, the Amar, in Mashiach, the Israel, Shekvar, Achluhu, Bimei, Chizkiah. No, there's not going to be any Mashiach for the Jews because that already happened at times of Chizkiah, 9 in the Rav. Amar Rav, lo ivri ama elo David. The world was created only for David. Okay, fine. Rashi explains because of all the shiurs and shpachos that he was going to sing. Ushmul amar lo Moshe, it was for Moshe because he was going to be makabel the Torah. Yochanan amar lo Mashiach, for Mashiach. Okay. Bashimo, well, what's the name of Mashiach? So, Deveiru Shila Anri, Shilo Shmo, Shenemar. Ad ki yavo shila. Okay. Devei Rabbi Yana Yamri. Yinon shemo. Shenemar. Yishmo lolam lefnei shemesh. Yinon shemo. Devei Rabbi Chanina Amri. Chanina shemo. Shenemar. Shelo vatim lechem chanina. Yishom menachem ben chizki yashmo. Shenemar ki rachak bimeni menachem meshiv nafshi. Rabbanon Amri. Chivra. Devei Rabbi Shemo. Chivra is like Rashi explains. Chivra is like Lashon of white referring to a mitzora, so the mitzora of base Rabbi Shmo. Shneimar achin cholayinu hunasa, our cholayinu, our cholias, our ailments, our sicknesses he bore. Umachuvenu sivolam, and again our illnesses, our ailments he tolerated. Vanachnu chashabnuhu nagua, we consider him to be nagua, to be stricken. Muke elokim umune, right? So there you have it, that he is muke elokim umune, he's nagua, he's the mitzora. Amar Rav Nachman, im in chayahu, if Mashiach is from a person who is living, kigon ana, then he's like me. Shenemar, as the pasuk near me says, v'haya adiro mimenu, u'mosh lo mikervo yitze. Amar Rav, im in chayahu, if he's from a person who's living, kigon Rabbeinu HaKadosh, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Im in meisayahu, and if he's from a person who's dead, kigon Daniel ish chamudos. Okay. Amar Yehuda Amarav. Asa Dakarish Baruch Hu Lahamil Lahem Dora Achir. Shana Amar. Va'avdu es Eis Hashem Elokeihem. Ve'eis David Malkam Asher Akim Lahem. So when it said, I'm sorry. So thank you. So it's Amar Yehuda Amarav again. Asa Dakarish Baruch Hu Lahamil Lahem David Achir. Not Dora Achir. That he's going to stand up another David Achir. Shana Amar. Va'avdu es Hashem Elokeihem. Ve'eis David Malkam Asher Akim Lahem. Hey, Kimlo number doesn't say that he did establish Ella Akim, that I will in the future, and that's going to be another death.
Why don't you say it's another Rav Chesemezim instead of...
Oh, Rechem. Here. Amalei Rav Papa Lapahi, Vahaksiv, but doesn't Vahaksiv, but David Avdi Nasi Lehem Leolam. So, The Gemara says, Kigon Kesar Upalki Kesar. No, there's two things here. There's the Melech, and then there's the second in command. And that's what we're referring to. There's going to be David, the new David, who's going to be the Melech, and the Melech, David Melech, the second one is referred to as the Nasi Nati Melech. Okay. So Darish Rav Tzilai, Mai Dechsev, what's the pasuk? Hoy Hamis Adim as Yom Hashem. Woe is to those who desire for the Yom Hashem. Lo Mazelachem Yom Hashem. Hu Choshech V'lo Or. It is darkness and not light. So Mashal Tarnagol Va'atlei. So this is a mashal to the chicken and to the bat that are waiting, hoping for light. So the chicken says to the bat, I'm hoping and waiting for the light because the light is mine. In other words, not meaning that I can actually see. I have eyes to see. What would you care about there being light? And similarly, that's the same thing with the Jewish people. The Goyim, that the Jews, that they're the ones who can appreciate the Geula, Hashem, and the Gayim, why do they care? It's Choshech for them. Behind the Armalei, Habum Nina Rebbevau, and that's what the men said to Rebbevau, Emesai Es Mashiach, when's Mashiach going to come? Armalei, Lechi Chafi Luhu Chashocha, Lahanu Inshi. Chafi like a lesson of covering, when darkness will cover those men. So Armalei, Melech Kalaitli, Kalaitli, are you cursing me? Armalei, Kraksiv. So pasuk, kineh choshech chatsa aretz, the darkness will cover the land. Va'arafel lu'umim, and a thick cloud will cover the nations. Va'alai chizrach Hashem uchvaro alai chireh, and then Hakadosh Baruch will shine, and His glory will, and His honor will shine. Tanya, Eliezer Omri Moshe Mashiach Arbam Shana. Mashiach is going to last for 40 years. Shanem Arba'im Shana Akut Bador. So it's a new appreciation. The next time that we say Luchun Rana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Shivim Shana. It's going to last for 7 years. Shanemar Vayaba Yomahu. Vinishkachas Tzor, Shivim Shana, Kimei Melech Echad. So it says, Tzor will be forgotten for 7 years, like the days of Melech Echad. Izuhu Melech Miuchad. So we're interpreting the pasuk to mean not just not one king, meaning a singular king, a unique king. Izuhu Melech Miuchad. Havayomer Zemashiach. Rabbi Yomer Shloshe Doros. It's going to be for 3 generations. She remembers the pasuk in Tehillim says, Yerucha im Shemesh, Luzme Yereach, Dor, Dorim. Dor is 1 generation, plus Dorim is 2 generations, so 1 plus 2 is 3. Rebbe Zehillel Omer, Ein Lah Mashiach Yisrael, Shekvar Achlu, B'mei Chizkiyah. Okay, there's no Mashiach. According to Rebbe Hillel. Amr Yosef, and again, Ein in the Chidush Iran, who tries to tweak it. Amr Yosef, Shara Leimari L'Rabbi Hillel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Meichel Rabbi Hillel. Chizkia Amos Hava. When was Chizkia living in? Babayis Risha. V'ilu Zechariah Kamasabi Babayis Sheni. We find that Zechariah, who was the one prophesying about this, and he lived in Babayis Sheni. But he said, Gili Ma'od Bas Tzion. Bas Tzion should rejoice a lot, should be very, very, very happy. Hari'i Bas Yushalayim. The daughter of Yushalayim should shout out. Hine Malkech Yavo Lach. Behold, your king is coming to you. Tzadik v'noshahu, ani v'rochiv al chamor. He's an ani riding on a donkey. V'al ayir ben asenu. He's an anafol. He's riding. So you see very clearly that if Zechariah is prophesying about something that's going to happen, can't be about Chizkiah. Tanya idach, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yomos Hamashiach Arbam Shana. Yomos Hamashiach Arbam Shana. Mashiach is going to last for 40 years. Siv hacha v'yancha v'yarkdecha v'yachilcha. Right? This is referring to when the Yidden were in the Midbar. So it says v'yancha v'yarkdecha v'yachilcha. So siv, awesome. And then we find in the pasuk in them, samchenu kimos inisanu. So we should, right, we should be happy like the days of inisanu. Shinos reinu ra'a. So kimos inisanu, that would be 40 years. Reb Dosa omer dal me'al shana for 400 years. Siv hacha v'yavadum v'inu osam arba me'os shana. Uksiv Hasam Samchenu Kimos Inisanu. So he links instead of to the Vayancha in the Midbar, he links it to the Ve'inu Osama Ben Sraim. Rabbi Omer Gimel Meos Veshishim Bechamesh Shana Kimini Mosakama. It's going to be for 365 years, like the days of the sun. Some say it's 300. Rashi brings out a different year, said it's 365,000 years, because again, the day for the Ben Shalala is 1,000 years for us. So Shanemar Ki Yom Nakam Belibi Ushnas Gulayba. Okay, my yom nakam libi. Parenthetically, what's yom nakam libi? Am Rav Yochanan libi galisi. That this is yom nakam libi. It's in my heart, meaning that the time that it's going to come is revealed to my heart. Le'evarai, but to my evarim, to my limbs, lo galisi. That doesn't materialize. Roshim Lakish amar libi galisi lemalach yasharis lo galisi. It's in my heart, but I haven't revealed this to the malach. Tani avimi berei dravavo. Yimaz Mashiach leYisrael. Shivas alafim shana, 7,000 years. Shenemar the pasuk in Yeshaya, umesos chasan al kala, yasis alayich elokayich. So mesos chasan al kala writes that's referring to Shema Brachas, that the time that the chasan is being mesos with the kala. So that's going to be the time period of yasis alayich elokayich, and we know that 7 days. So the Sheva Brachas of a Chasan Nakala, so 7 days for the Ribbono Shel Olam is 1,000 years, is 1 day for the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that's going to be 7,000 years. Amar Rabbi Yudah Shmuel, Yimos Mashiach Kim Yom Shenever Ha'olam Ve'ad Achshav. It's like from the time that the world came into existence until now, Shenemar Kim Mei Hashemayim Ola Aretz. It's an amazing deal, right? The Pasuk writes, Man Yirbu Yimeichem, Yimei Beneichem, Al Adam Ha'ashir Nishba Hashem Lavasechem. So you don't understand that that's referring to Olam Haba. L'seis Lahem, to give them Olam Haba, Ki mei ha-shamayim al-arts. For the period of time, like shamayim al-arts. For the time period of the existence of the world. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, ki mei noach ar-achshav. Shenemar. As the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, ki mei noach. So he lumps it together, ki mei. Ki mei noach, literally like the waters of Noach, but here, ki mei noach, like the days of Noach. Zos li asher nishba. Amr Chia bar Abba Amr Yochan. Kol Nevi'im Kol Lo Nistabu El Yimos Mashiach. Avol Olam Haba Ein Lo Ra'asa Lo Kim Tzulas Lo Yasa Lo Mechakelo. So whenever the Nevi'im are prophesying about something, they're prophesying about Yimos Mashiach, not about Olam Haba, because it says Ein Lo Ra'asa Lo Kim Tzulas Lo Yasa Lo Mechakelo. Upliga De Shmuel Dar Mashmuel In Bein Olam Hazel Lo Yimos Mashiach El Shibur Machus Bevad. This is, of course, dissenting with Shmuel's opinion that there's no difference between Olam Haba and Mashiach, with the exception of Shibur Machus. Amr Chia bar Abba Amr Yochanan. Kol Neviim Lo Nisnabu Elu Bal Tshuva, Avot Tzadikim Gemurin Ein Lo Ra'as Elu Kim Zulascha. Okay, so any nevuas pertain to Bal Tshuva, but not to Tzadikim Gemurin. Upli Gedor Vavau, the Amr Vavau. This is in distinction with Vavau, who says Makom Shabal Tshuva Omdin Sham Tzadikim and Neyan Gemurim Einan Omdin Sham. Right, that the Bal Tshuva are more chashev than the Tzadikim. Shenemar Shalom Shalom LeRachok VeLaKarov. Why does the pasuk say Shalom Shalom LeRachok? But look, Rav, you say Shalom Aleichem first to a person who's far and then to the person who's close. Bereisha Rachok, Vader Karov. So what does it mean? My Rachok, Rachok Dmei Kara. In other words, you give Shalom Aleichem to the person, you give Shalom, or not Shalom Aleichem, you give Shalom to the person who was first far, and then he came close to the Baal Tshuva, Umay Karov. Then when it says that, then Shalom Shalom the Rachok, Vila Karov, Karov meaning Karov Dmei Kara, that with a hash, that he was always close. But we give Shalom first to the Rachok. Rabbi Yochanan Amar the Rachok Shu Rachok Me'aver. No. It means you give Rachok to the Shalom to the person who there's Shalom to the Rachok. He was always far from Aver. Karov Shu Karov Me'aver Oler Aver V'Nisrachik meaning to Val Tshuva. The first he was close to Aver and then he was distance. Amar Chia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Anavim Kulan Lo Nistabu El Lemesi Bito La Tam Chacham Lo Zeprak Matil La Tam Chacham. Person who marries off his daughter to the Tam Chacham. Person who does business for Tamil Chacham, Ulamahana Tamil Chacham, and the Chas for a person who benefits the Tamil Chacham from his assets, Avo Tamil Chacham, Atzman, but for the Tamil Chacham themselves, Ein Lo Ra'as Elokim Zulascha. My Ein Lo Ra'as, what does that mean? Amri Shumalevi, Zen Yan Mishomer Bein Dava, Vimishes Shes Yimei Bereshis. This is a reference to the yin that is contained within the grapes from Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. Rish Lakish Amar, Zen Eden. In the end, Shalom Ra'asa Ein Me'olam. That an eye did not see ever. Then Tomer Adam Hechdar. Well, then maybe you'll tell me what are you talking about. Everyone knows that Adam lived by Gan Eden, so of course he saw Eden. No. Then Tomer Hechdar Adam Dar. Then Tomer Adam Hechdar the Gan. He lived in the garden. Then Tomer Gan who ate him. Maybe you'll tell me the garden is Eden. Talmud Lomar. The Nahar you'll say may Eden lahashkos has a Gan. The river goes out, emerges from Eden in order to go water the river, the garden. So clearly the Gan and Eden are not the same. Okay. I think we should hold here. The next piece is all one long piece. Kind of continues on to the next page. So maybe we'll hold here and next time Rav Hashem will pick up with the Avi Korsim and all that stuff. All right. Shkai, everybody.
Oh.